We'll get you our winners and losers from the divisional round. Stephen A. feeling strongly about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, their chances of getting this done. They beat Philly just a few weeks ago. They've won seven in a row, I think it is, off the top of my head.
Baker Mayfield.
Well, that's true.
That was kind of the Super Bowl before the Super Bowl.
The
Tampa
Bowl,
Bay, Washington?
The bowl before the bowl is what that was.
Two of the great quarterbacks of our era.
But look, they split with Philly this year. Yeah. So I'm not going to pick them, but I don't think it's crazy to say that Washington could get there. I don't see them beating Buffalo or Kansas City. But you can weigh in on that if you'd like. All your divisional round thoughts. We did a ton of it yesterday. I know a lot of people were off from work and or home because of the snow yesterday. So you can jump in on that, 617-779-7937. We'll give you the Boston Pizza Party rankings coming up.
This is important.
Red Sox, Patriots, Celtics, Bruins, WEEI. There's nothing a pizza party can't fix.
No.
We're going to solve some issues coming up here. Call it 25 minutes from
Speaking
now.
Of which,
yeah,
maybe we do a live show pizza party to really solve everything once and for all.
Got it.
Because we're on during lunch, most people's lunch, whether you start early or late, we're on during lunch. So if a pizza place hosted us, and then we invited everybody from the station if they wanted to swing by.
Oh, you're soliciting a pizza establishment.
I think it's a win-win. It's a win for them, it's a win for us.
To have us in. Well, it's definitely a win for us. We're eating free pizza.
Just eating pizza.
But yeah, it's a win for them.
Yeah, and soda.
You can rub elbows with soda pop. Jones.
And Keith.
Greg.
Maybe we'll force Lanny to come.
Courtney.
Yeah.
Ted Johnson, perhaps. I mean, I don't want to sign everybody up for that. Ken Laird.
Yep. Well, then here's the real problem. That people don't show up, and then now you have a bigger beef. Everyone's invited. Only half the people show up.
Yeah, with all that pizza. Yeah, more is really mad.
That's a good point, though. Who is really mad if we're just sitting on stacks and stacks of pizza? The pizza establishment might be.
They might be like, what the hell, guys?
Okay. We're soliciting.
Yeah.
Pizza places for sure to host said WEEI pizza party.
I love it.
Where will that stack up compared to the Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox, Patriots? We'll find out ourselves. We get to the bottom of things. We solve issues here on Jones and Keith. We'll do that coming up. You can also jump in on who you'd rather be, the Bears with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, or the Patriots with Mike Vrabel and Drake May. I'm going with the Pats. Keith's going with the Bears. You can get in there. We talk Celtics and Bruins as well. Let's give you our winners and losers from the divisional round.
Yes,
Keith, you want to start with this?
So obvious, we want to go winners or losers first.
Why don't you do winners first? I'll do losers first. Let's do it
brand.
That way. Yeah. You give me your three winners. I'll give you my three. Then we'll go through.
All right, my three winners, real quick, would be Josh Allen, the idea of starting a rookie quarterback right away, and Saquon Barkley. I think it's some order.
The idea of starting a
just that in general.
I see what you're saying. Got it.
That's a winner. That's a winner this go around because last September, it was a big-time debate. Sit a guy. Did you know, Keith, that Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady didn't start their first years? And look at them. Okay, great. Doesn't mean if you start one, you break one. In fact, you start one right away, you might make the playoffs after being a 4-win team, and you might make the NFC Championship game if you start a rookie quarterback. Another team started a rookie quarterback that made the playoffs after missing the year before in Denver. And so, not that Drake May and the Patriots would have made the playoffs this year, but there was really no reason to not start in week one. And I think the season that Jaden Daniels has had has only more confirmed the fact that, you can do that, especially if the guy is that good, play him right away. So just that idea in general. Josh Allen. Now, even though Josh Allen didn't light up the scoreboard, tossing it all around, two big touchdown runs, and just another opportunity to get back to a game against Patrick Mahomes with another chance to beat him in the playoffs. Because what was interesting is, this whole idea we hit on a little bit yesterday, Brady versus Manning and how now it's Mahomes versus Allen. But you could make a case based on awards and regular season stuff. It really should be Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson. And if Lamar Jackson had beaten Allen this weekend, it'd be more conference championships as well as more MVPs for Lamar than for Josh Allen. This was a swing in that regard. They'd both been in the
conference championship game appearances.
Appearances. Yeah. So they'd both been in the AFC title game once. And so Josh Allen gets this win at home, needed to do it, but he was a win there. And then Saquon Barkley, like just continuing the crazy season that he has had, not just 2,000 yards in the regular season, but what are you going to do in the playoffs? Like, no, he was the reason why they won that game, but ended up being a really close game with the Rams. So those, to me, are the three big winners.
So we had a lot of overlap on ours. Mm-hmm. I had Jaden Daniels, which is similar to your rookie QB, and I had him number one, biggest winner of the weekend. He's a rookie quarterback in the NFC title game. The Commanders were terrible a year ago. He single-handedly turned them around. Saquon Barkley, self-evident. goes to the Eagles, runs for 200-plus yards. They're in the NFC title game. I'm with you on that one. My other winner is Kelsey. Kelsey come the postseason is...
Taylor Swift was there.
Taylor Swift, Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
You know, her fan base has a type. When it comes to Travis Kelsey, in these games, he can coast the whole year. They can manage him all year long. But one thing that does remind me of the Patriots when it comes to the Chiefs is their players step up in big moments, and guys who look past their prime or guys who are managed during the regular season so they can have big games in the postseason, that's something the Patriots would do. That's something the Chiefs are doing with Kelsey. I'd expect him to look like he did a year ago in the postseason when people thought he was washed going into the playoffs. I'd have Travis Kelsey on my winners list. So there you go. Those are some winners from the divisional round. My specialty, the losers.
Yes.
Let's give you that. Mark Andrews, I'm sure we're going to agree on. I think that's an obvious one. Jared Goff may have played his way out of quarterback for the Detroit Lions, so I'd have Jared Goff on the list. And then my most controversial one, he's in his seventh straight AFC title game, Mahomes.
Good one.
Like, Mahomes flopping around to me was so...
Such a loser play.
So pathetic and such a loser play. And I have less of a gripe. We talked about this all day long yesterday. I have less of a gripe about the officials missing a bang-bang play. Aikman was all fired up about the two Texans clunking heads on Mahomes. There was a questionable one earlier with Will Anderson. And those are all questionable flags. And the Chiefs get a great whistle and the benefit of the doubt. And I think they are like the Patriots. I heard Chris Curtis this morning saying they changed the rules on the Patriots. This is the Chiefs getting the calls. It's a fair point. I still think on balance, the Patriots got a lot of favorable calls. Tuck rule and things like that. Even if that was the right way to officiate it, they got a good whistle and the benefit of, you know, positive calls. I think the Chiefs are the same way. Where I get off board with the way it's being officiated is Mahomes trying to draw flags out of the officials, the embellishment, the flopping. That was a loser look for Patrick Mahomes despite the win, so I had him on my loser
list. Good one. No, I considered him. That's definitely a good one. I mean, Mark Andrews jumps out to me because it is a specific play that is going to live on forever. Like, when they show, you know, highlight videos of all the great plays, like, there's certain ones that you remember, like Julian Edelman's catch and Malcolm Butler's pick and everything else. And then there's the opposite videos, like Scott Norwood's miss and Mark Andrews' drop two-point conversion. Not also, you know, to forget the fact that he had a huge fumble in the game. So, like, as a Ravens fan, you got to be just so incensed with Mark Andrews. But just that one play, two-yard pass, and you drop it. And who knows? You might not even win the game, but it doesn't matter. Like, it's still stuck on you. So now Mark Andrews, really for the rest of his career, he's going to have to carry that with him. So that is brutal. Like, that, he's a big individual loser from the weekend.
I mean, there's a chance they just turn it over to Likely. Likely might be the better player these days.
Yeah, he had a down year anyway. Andrews did.
Yes.
And Likely had the big touchdown and the whole thing. So, yeah, Likely was probably better.
I mean, I wouldn't, like, wager on that, but there's a chance they just say, we're just going to Isaiah Likely. He's younger, and he might be better.
Dan Campbell, to me, a big loser. And I know, you know, he was very emotional in the post-game press conference. He's an easy guy to root for and all of that. But it was an unbelievable regular season. And you get the bye, and then you lose your first game where you're big favorites, you're at home against a team that we kind of thought was just happy to be there, and you lose that. That's why my other loser is just sort of even more in general is the Detroit Lions franchise. Tom Brady was talking a lot about this before the game. About how,
wait, so you have Campbell and the Lions on your list?
Yeah, two separate ones. Yeah, I think Campbell himself, it's like, oh man. But I think the Lions overall and the whole franchise, because Tom Brady was mentioning this before the game even started about how each season is its own thing. And so, yeah, the Chiefs are going for a three-peat, but, like, they're really going to win it for this year. And he's like, the Commanders, I think he mentioned the Commanders, but it certainly applies to the Lions. He's like, the Commanders had a massive turnaround, sort of a dream season, but you can't just assume next year you're going to win 10, 11, 12 games next year because you won 10 this year. Whereas I think Detroit is in for a rude awakening. You'd mentioned Jared Goff, how you got to the conference championship game last year. You looked like you were better in the regular season, but got bounced in the divisional round this year, and you're about to lose both your coordinators, as well as we'll see how many of the guys on their roster they can keep, too. They might move a few guys on from that. So they're still very, very talented, but they got their work cut out for them, and you don't know how many chances you're going to get. Home game against the rookie quarterback, you're thinking you're going to win that game and probably be the favorite in the NFC title game as well.
Yeah.
And you cough that up. So what a disaster for Detroit.
Okay, so those are our winners and losers from the divisional round. Any disagreement, feel free to weigh in, 617-779-7937. Or you want to tell us how accurate our lists are. Just say, hey, guys.
Spot on.
Put her there. You knocked it out of the
park.
Killed it.
I'll hang up and listen.
We'd love to hear that as well, again, on the phones.